Sinasabi ng mga eksperto na ang kinabukasan ng salapi ay patatakbuhin ng mundong digital. Karamihan sa atin ay pinagsasama na ang internet banking at online shopping bilang bahagi ng ating pamimili at pagbabayad. Sa kabila nito, ang paglago ng internet ay malamang na magpabago sa paraan ng ating pagbili online. Sinabi ni Bjorn Berendt, Chief Marketing Provider sa Mint Payments, padami ng padami ang bilang ng mga kabahayang namimili sa pagitan ng automatikong maliliit na kagamitan. Tinawag niya itong Internet of Everything.
So in 10 years from now, everything will be connected, whether that's your refrigerator, you know, your alarm system, your watches, your wearables. And what it allows you is that a lot of products that you need regularly will be replenished and paid for automatically, and devices will be smart enough to know when a certain element of your household runs out. Amazon has already launched the Dash button that allows you to just replenish your toilet paper or whatever else with one click onto a little device that connects via Bluetooth in your home.
Dahil sa pagdami ng mga nakaprogramang pamimili, sinabi ni Bjorn Berendt na kailangan nating bantayan ang ating paggastos.
People, you know, need to be a bit more conscious about their spending and monitor their digital spending more closely, because so many payments will just happen automatically in 10 years from now.
Palamang na alisin ng ekonomiyang digital ang ating pangangailangang magdala ng cash o card sa ating pamimili. Ipinaliwanag ni Bjorn Berendt kung bakit.
What's going to hit Australia in the next 6 to 12 months are digital wallets. So Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay are going to transition the way we pay. And you can basically leave your wallet at home, and all you need is either your phone or your watch or a different wearable that has a digital wallet installed on it.
Ang pagbabayad sa checkout counter ay maaaring mawala na din. Sinabi ni Bjorn na 10 taon mula ngayon, maaaring makita agad ng mga sensor na ikinabit sa mga tindahan at kalsada kung ano ang binili ng mga kliyente.
So you can just walk out of the store essentially with the products under your arm, and maybe some iBeacon-like technology will then instantly know, that person has just walked out, you know, with a toy, with some milk, and with some butter, and then you get charged whatever you took out of the store. So that's really going to put a stop to any store theft.
Kahit na tinatanggap na ng mundo ang teknolohiyang digital at bagong paraan ng pagbabayad, sinabi ng negosyanteng Ross Dawson na ang mga perang salapi ay mawawala na sa lalong madaling panahon.
We won't see the extinction of cash for the foreseeable future, but absolutely we're moving to where most people will have very little cash on them or not need it for almost anything they need day to day.
Ang ilang salapi ay makikita na lamang sa mundong digital. Ang Bitcoin ay gumagamit ng peer-to-peer internet network para sa mga gumagamit nito upang makapagpalitan ng salapi ng walang namamagitan. Sinabi ni Ross Dawson na ang kawalan ng siguro sa sistema ng pagbabangko ay nagtutulak sa mga tao upang humanap ng kapalit na sistema ng pagbabayad katulad ng Bitcoin.
One of the reasons that people like cash is, in fact, it is the safety of banks. Australia happens to have some of the safest banks in the world, yet still around the world we have had people who are concerned about banking safety and feel that cash is a better store of value. But there are also people who are concerned about the future of governments and their financial situations and feel that necessarily currencies issued by governments may not be the best store of value, and which are pushing them into alternative currencies such as Bitcoin.
Itinagdag ni Dawson na ang mga regulasyon sa lumalagong sistema ay mananatiling mahalaga.
And this is something where we need to have appropriate regulations or structures where this can happen safely for everybody. But we are seeing more and more a shift to essentially a decentralized financial system from what has been an extremely centralized system.
Sa palagay ni Dawson, sa halip na palitan ang kasalukuyang perang salapi, ang salaping digital ay maaaring gamiting katabi ng perang papel.
We've already seen that the euro has had challenges and how broadly is it extended, and we will still see national currencies issued by governments, but we will alongside that see more and more of a shift to a common currency to which we can exchange, such as Bitcoin or its successor.
Sinabi din ni Dawson na ang maaaring biktima ng rebolusyong digital ay ang inyong lokal na ATM.
The role of the branch is already shifting, where we have ones which are highly automated, plus ones where people go for advice on important transactions, such as mortgages and so on. But we are also shifting where, as we don't need cash, the idea of an automated teller machine starts to make less sense. For the meantime, these are well established. We probably don't need many more than we currently do, given the shifts. But over time, it is well possible that ATMs will have far fewer ATMs, as we don't need them as much.
Hindi katulad ng mga pagbiling gumagamit ng perang papel, ang transaksyong digital ay may kakabit na detalya ng bumibili, nagbibigay sa kumpanya ng mahalagang impormasyon sa inyong gusto, inaayawan at iba pang kaugalian sa pamimili.
One of the significant implications is in terms of privacy. With cash, nobody knows who we are. With a digital transaction, currently there are ways in which that can be tracked, and companies can use that information to be able to market more effectively. So one of the things which is going to be critical is that companies actually, if they do gather this data, they're using it for consumers' benefit, as opposed to simply to be able to try to sell more things to them. And I think we will get a significant backlash.
Idinagdag ni Ross Dawson na ang pangsarili o privacy ay maaaring maging malaking pagkabahala ng maraming Australiano.
Things that we want to buy that perhaps we don't want people to know about, and that we have alternatives or we have ways to be able to make purchases that cannot be tracked. I think that the privacy issue is a very significant one, and one which I think Australians are very will take dear to heart in the potential for a shift to a cashless society where anonymous transactions are no longer possible.
Nakikita din ang iba pang benepisyo ng transaksyong digital, lalo na para sa gobyernong naghahangad na labanan ang black market. Ipinaliwanag ni Ross Dawson kung bakit.
But if the government was clever, it would certainly be doing everything that it could to support that transition to a cashless economy, I think, because frankly it would shrink the size of the black economy, it would increase the tax base, because if you had fewer payments being made in cash, payments made in cash to avoid tax would stand out, they'd be much more obvious. And the technology is there.
Sinabi niya ang sistema ng Octopus Smart Card at sistema ng pagbabayad sa Hong Kong na isang magandang ehemplo ng kasalukuyang teknolohiya.
If you go somewhere like Hong Kong, more than 50% of the transactions on the Octopus card now are not transport related. Octopus was introduced as a transport card, but more than half of the transactions are now for small retail purchases, and over 99% of Hong Kong adults own an Octopus card.
Ayon kay Professor Buckley, samantalang karamihan sa mga tao ay naniniwala na walang bayad ang paggamit ng perang papel, hindi nila alam ang gastos na kasama sa pagpoproseso nito.
There's the transport of cash, there's the deposit of cash by the businesses. If the business collects cash, the business proprietor has to take money, time out of their day to take the money to the bank. The total expenses dealing with cash are roughly the same as the expenses of dealing with credit cards, 1.5%, something like that. So cash is not free, it's just a hidden expense that the merchants incorporate into their prices.
Sa kabila ng maraming panimula sa pamamahala ng pera, inaasahan ni Professor Buckley na magpapatuloy duminahan ng mga bangko ang industriya ng pagbabayad.
What will probably happen is that there will be digital disruption. Small companies will work out ways to provide new payment mechanisms and payment facilities. And as is the way of things, in time, the big banks will gobble them up. The founders of those companies will get rich because they'll be bought out by the major banks, and the banks will take over that part of the action. That's probably how we're going. So long term, the banks are probably well positioned to continue to be front and center in the whole payment system.
Idinagdag ni Professor Buckley na magpapatuloy pa ding gamitin ang perang papel.
Well, I think the events in Greece would suggest that currency unions are difficult things to pull off. I mean, there's a magic to floating exchange rates, which are that when your economy's not doing so well, your exchange rate tends to devalue, and that tends to return your economy towards equilibrium by boosting growth, by making your exports cheaper. So, I'm a big believer in floating exchange rates, and therefore I'm probably not a big believer in fewer and fewer currencies and countries trying to operate on some sort of consolidated currency. So I don't think there's very much chance of the major currencies diminishing in number in the future.
Kaya ano ang kinabukasan ng dolyar Australiano? Sinabi ni Professor Buckley na malamang na ito ay manatili at hindi gamitin bilang kasama ng bloke ng pananalapi sa Oceania.
In a simple example, about a decade ago, there was a proposal for Pacific Island nations to adopt the Australian dollar. Well, when the Australian dollar was above parity with the US dollar, that would have been an economic disaster for those countries if they'd done that. You know, it would have just, you know, destroyed their tourism industries and been extremely damaging. So, you know, I don't think that's where we're heading.